Security and staying up on that high horse, because we're about to hit the polo fields right now, getting you excited for what's to come this weekend with an event called Picnic at the Polo. And if you've never experienced the fun of a polo day, well, this could be the start of something for you. This could be something really, really exciting. In fact, I have no doubt it will be. But look, if you caught our last little interview on the matter, you'll know that this is hopefully going to be the first of an ongoing, a regular event on the Dolphin Coast, and tickets are limited. So, to give us the full story of what's happening and why you should be polo field side, if that's a thing, you know, is it court side, if it's tennis, what do you say? We're going to find out. We've got the two ladies from the Bolito Polo Club in the house with us, no strangers to the microphone, and representing not just the Polo Club, but Yoli's Bakery and loveliness. Nikki Cooper is on microphone number one. Nikki, happy Monday to you. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks, Mike. How are you?
All the better for that cup of coffee that you brought with you this morning. Thank
Round
you for
two.
That. Round two. And alongside you, also very, very familiar with the world of coffee and baked loveliness, from the orange tree, we've got Claire Sykes, also representing the Polo Club. And Claire, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Mike.
I'm excited to find out about this polo thing, because this is a world that I know very little about, next to nothing. But it's a world that you're hoping to shine a little light on, and to help people understand that it's maybe not as exclusive and snooty as people might think in their minds when they think polo and champagne. And there seems to be a different kind of polo culture in KZN. This is the impression that I'm getting just having a chat with you off air. So let's take a step back and firstly figure out, what is Picnic at the Polo all about? What is going down this weekend, and how can folks get a ticket to experience the magic? Who's up for the first dibs? Claire, tell me what's happening.
Okay, so it's our first polo tournament really in Bolito. It's really exciting. Gates open 11:30 Saturday, this Saturday. Get your tickets from Yoli's, La Centuria, Science of Coffee, The Orange Tree, or Holiday Shop, or any Bolito Polo Club members that you might happen to know. Limited tickets available. We've sold about 300 so far, so we haven't got many left to go.
Wow.
So don't miss out. Don't leave it till Friday and then decide that maybe you'd like to come.
Because as I understand it, I mean, capacity is like 400 that's being capped. And between now and the weekend, those 100 tickets that are left are definitely going to be snapped up.
And it has to be capped because there's only a limited amount of space on the side of the polo field. So there's only so many people we can get sitting on blankets and hay bales and bringing their own chairs and coming along. But it's a very chilled day. Gates open at 11:30. The first polo will kick off at 1 o'clock. The Bolito Polo Club are doing the curtain raiser, and then we've got some professional players coming to play a little bit later on, including former Springbok captain Clive Hill.
This is a big deal.
Gillespie Armstrong, who was also a Springbok player, whose daughter plays with us sometimes. Clive's son Max plays with us as well. He's also playing on Saturday. So we've got a great lineup. There's going to be lots of commentating. There's going to be lots of explanations about what's going on, what the game of polo involves, how it works, so that you can really get involved and understand the scoring and the directions and rules of the game.
If you're a complete polo dummy like me, you'll be able to follow along.
Yeah,
and bottom line, it's an amazing spectator sport. It's going to be an incredible vibe, a really festive atmosphere. I'm looking at the weather. It's looking pretty perfect for a day at the polo. It looks like we've got, I think it's the warmest day forecast for this week, a nice 27 degree high, but kind of partly cloudy. So it's going to be, I think, a gorgeous day up at Oakland's Equestrian Center. Is that right, Nikki? Where is it taking place?
Yes. So obviously everyone's familiar now with the Bolito Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. If you're heading towards Shimshlali, you carry along that R102. And then if you go into the Bolito Farmers Market, you'll see there's a road that goes up the hill. And on top of that hill is where Oakland's Equestrian State is.
Aha! So that is, I mean, yeah, as you said, that's a really good, a really easy landmark now that the Farmers Market has become quite a popular weekend destination. And if my timing is correct, you could go to the market in the morning, grab yourself coffee and breakfast, and then kind of mosey on up the hill for 11 o'clock when gates kind of open. Is that right?
Yeah,
11:30. Gotcha. And for those that really want to make it easy and a fun day out, I believe that both of your establishments are offering fantastic packed picnic camper box things. Is that right?
Yes. So we've tried to make it as simple as possible and obviously delicious. Our options are quite different. So from the sandwicheria side, it's very much mini sandwiches, artisan sandwiches. There's an option of three different boxes. So depending on, I think we've got a vegetarian option, and then there are two sort of very meat-based options. Super simple. You can WhatsApp me, get in touch with the store, and then we pre-order your box, and you get an order number, and on the day you just come and collect. Claire and my stand will be very close by, so that's a pickup point.
At the Polo Field.
Yes, I mean, on the day.
So you can you grab it when you get there.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you are thinking, listening to this, I want to be there, but I don't know if I know anyone in the Polo Club. Well, all you have to do is get on to Instagram, and if you find Bolito Polo Club, that's the handle, you can slide into the DMs there. Just pop a message, say, hey, pick me, and you'll be able to get in touch with someone who can help you organize a ticket. Otherwise, as you've said, you can pop around to any of those fantastic coffee shop breakfast spots, from Yoli's to Signs of Coffee to the Sandwicheria to the Orange Tree, and tickets are available, and you need to make sure that you get your tickets, I reckon, before the day, because once they're gone, they're gone. And Claire, the fun doesn't stop there, because I believe there is an insane raffle and a prize of epic proportions that is going to be raffled off on the day, just to add to the excitement and the razzle. What's the story there?
Yeah, so we're doing a raffle. When you arrive and you show your ticket, you'll be offered to buy raffle tickets. The prizes at the moment stand, the main prize is a two-day luxury riding safari. One night's accommodation and meals included for two people, which is valued at 7,800 Rand. Wow. We've got a 1,000 Rand voucher from Esk. We've got a case of Foothills wine worth 1,000 Rand. We've got a cushion from Holiday worth 1,500 Rand. There's a 500 Rand voucher from the Orange Tree, a 500 Rand voucher from Yoli's Bakery, a bag of Science of Coffee Beans, a hamper from Sandwicheria worth 600 Rand, and a pedicure from Laura Channing Spa, as well as two pairs, a ladies and a men's pair of David Green sunglasses worth over 5,000 Rand. Wow. So, and there are more prizes being donated all the time. Absolutely. So by the time we get to Saturday, it's going to be an even bigger prize pot. Yeah. So well worth buying some raffle tickets on the day as well.
It's the most insane prize. It really is. It's incredible.
So those raffle tickets only available on the day. So first thing to do is get yourself a ticket to the actual polo event, with very few left. You know, it's going to be, it is the hottest ticket in town at the moment. So make sure that you grab that. And then on the day, you'd be crazy if you didn't grab yourself one of those raffle tickets as well, with a prize like that up for grabs. And as I understand it, you are both, I mean, you're both members of the Bolito Polo Club. You're both polo players. Nikki, you're newer to the game than Claire, am I
very
right?
Very new, yes. So I am still learning the tricks.
but as a newbie, as someone who's just really entering the sport and learning the ropes, what's your experience been like?
It's been amazing. I mean, I've always had an insane obsession with horses since little. So it's been very much put on the back burner. That is a hobby for many years. And then, I knew a lot of people that have been playing polo, and sort of ran out of excuses in the end not to start. So, yeah, I jumped on board, and it's been absolutely great. I mean, I really am very long way away from some of these brilliant players. Claire's actually an unbelievable player, as are many of the other girls. So it's going to be super exciting on Saturday to watch them. And yeah, no, I'm loving it so far. It's great.
Amazing. So Claire, you're actually going to be playing on the day. And what are your hopes for this event and for the events to come, as far as spreading the message and the polo love on the North Coast?
Well, obviously, firstly, I hope my team wins.
Of course, yes.
Polo is very competitive. But no, it's going to be the first of many. The Bolito Polo Club's been going for several years, but really in the last kind of 18 months, it's really grown in numbers and members. And the goal is from this event is a fundraiser, really, for the Bolito Polo Club, so that we can buy a new tack for the horses, get the teeth done. There's a lot of things that need to be done with horses, as people who know horses know. They're very expensive. We have a pool of horses that we use, so you don't have to. I think the most important thing to say to anybody who's interested in taking part and joining us is that you don't have to own a horse to take part in the Bolito Polo Club. The horses are there, and the club has use of the horses. We pay to play, rather than having to have the commitment of owning horses, which makes it much more accessible to more people. are much more affordable as a sport, and that's the only way that we, any of us, can afford to play. We don't all own horses. None of us own horses, actually. No. So anybody can come along and play. If you've ridden before, that's a benefit, but you can actually come even if you've never ridden a horse before. We'll get you going on a horse. You start very slowly. You start with a stick and ball. You walk on the horse. You get to a trot, and you stay in trot for a long time whilst you're playing, and then eventually you speed up and speed up. So it'll be really interesting for people coming on Saturday just to see the players. Those of us that are playing at 1 o'clock have been playing from anything from probably 9 months to 2 years.
Wow.
So it'll be really interesting for people to see how far you can come from being just a rider who's maybe ridden horses in a riding stable before, which was my background. I hadn't ridden for nearly 10 years when I started playing polo, but I used to ride as a child like Nikki did. The difference from riding in a riding school to then being able to play polo, and for people to see how far you can come in a relatively short period of time, and just how much fun it is. And I can only encourage people to come and have a watch, come have a look-see. Guy, our coach, is going to do lots of explaining. As I said, we're going to have foot mallets, which are the little short ones that you can use just on your own 2 feet on the ground. So there'll be some little competitions for the kids, seeing who can hit the balls with the foot mallets across the field the fastest. He's going to have the drum horses, and not the real ones there, if people want to climb on with a real stick and have a go at the actual technique. So there's going to be lots of education, lots of chance to take part, have a go. There's obviously the divot stomping, which is super popular. If anybody's seen Pretty Woman, we all know about divot stomping.
No heels.
You don't need heels. Okay, then polo is very relaxed. Come in whatever. It's all good.
It's going to be one for the books. We are super excited for this weekend, and we're definitely going to need to connect just before Saturday and afterwards. I'm be there, so but for those that miss out, and you're going to have serious FOMO, I would say don't fall into that category. Get yourself some tickets, get yourself down to the polo this Saturday. It's going to be absolutely epic, and looking forward to catching up with both of you ladies at the polo fields on Saturday. Yeah, we're clear.
I just want to say, if you do want to order picnic boxes, you need to order by Wednesday so that we can have them ready for Saturday. So pop into Science of Coffee Sandwicheria or Yoli's if you want to order picnic boxes from them. For the Orange Tree, you can pop into the Orange Tree. You can DM either of us through Instagram, or you can get a hold of us on the WhatsApp numbers. My order number is 084-074-9880. Nikki's is
082-567-3234.
There you go.
But order by Wednesday, please.
Wednesday, yes, to make
sure. That's the cutoff, yeah. Cutoff day, Wednesday. We won't be taking any more orders for boxes. There will be some food available on the day, but it's also limited. So we really encourage people to pre-order by Wednesday.
Do it. It's classy. It's the way to do the polo. And the ladies, thanks for giving us the scoop on a marvelous Monday. We'll definitely be catching up at the polo this weekend. You heard it here on 88 FM. My special guests in the studio with me, Claire Sykes and Nikki Cooper from the Bolito Polo Club, and of course from Yoli's and the Orange Tree Cafe. And make sure you grab your tickets and order your picnic baskets before Wednesday. Getting you back to the music right now. Here's Birdie.